Hi, Dr. Borton.
Hi, Megan. Nice day out.
It is. Do you want to give us an update on the boat now called Solaris?
Yes. Well, Solaris is down in Kingston, and this coming Friday, Harriet's going to go down and smash a bottle of something over the bow, and it's going to be christened Solaris, because we've been calling it Solar Sail 44, because that's the model of the boat, and now it's got a name.
Has she picked out a vintage or a flavor of solar seltzer that she's going to smash?
I don't know. I think the museum down there is going to choose that.
So are you very excited? And is she very excited? Is everyone who worked on the project very excited to have the Solaris come up to Troy? Because that's in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, that's for the Canal Fest. The boat will be coming up and will be at Waterford. And the purpose is to take the fishing people from the visitor center across the river to the Peebles Island for a fishing contest. So Solaris will be going back and forth, taking people to the island.
Very cool. And it will be so quiet going back and forth, right?
And no smell. All solar powered.
No gross polluting smells.
Right.
Speaking of sound, we were talking, and we were talking before this broadcast about sound.
Right, and sound is what you're hearing, because we're talking and it's somehow getting to you. How is it getting to you? What is it?
Through sound waves that then bounce off of these fascinating and weird biological mechanisms like the trochea in our ear, right?
Right. So sound that we hear is actually moving air, and we can move the air either with the strings of your harp or with our voice or lots of other musical instruments.
Cool. So how do these sound waves relate to physics? I feel like we've talked about music and physics before.
Okay, well, you've got a beautiful harp here. Would you play a middle C for me?
Sure.
Okay, so physics, that is a vibration of 256 vibrations per second. So that's reasonably fast by human standards. But now let's go play the C above that. So that high C is twice the frequency, 512 cycles per second. Now play middle C again and then the one below it. So that low one is half of the 256, or 128. Sound is just really the vibration in the air, and that's pretty cool. And so you and I are enjoying it here, and now the people listening over the radio, they have to get this a whole different way, because the air is not connecting us to the people in the radio.
So before we get into how we're connecting this to the people on the radio, if you know, we don't have the direct sound waves to them through the air, may I ask a question?
Of course.
So when you say 256, and that 256 is the number of, what's the measurement again?
Cycles, vibrations.
Cycles, vibrations. Should we be thinking of speed, that physicists have labeled the frequency of a middle C 256, and that's the speed at which this particular frequency is getting from that harp string and the action of it being plucked to our trocheas?
Okay, the speed of sound is something like 1,100 feet per second. So that if you see a lightning flash and you count to five, it's been a mile from the lightning flash till you hear the thunder, because that's the speed of sound. So the speed of sound is not really the key thing. The key thing is time. Now, if you take a string with a weight on it that's close to a meter long and you let it goes tick, tock, tick, tock. What's that? What's that time interval?
One Mississippi, two Mississippi.
There you go. Okay, those are seconds. So now if you speeded this up so it was going much faster and much faster and much faster, when you get to here, that's going 128 in 1 second.
That was David Borton playing the harp.
That's my musical skill. 256 and 512.
David Borton.
So frequency is how many times something goes back and forth in 1 second.
Frequency is how many times something goes back and forth in 1 second. So here I'm getting a little poetic and metaphorical, but then sound waves are reflexive.
I'm not quite sure what that means.
Like there's a relationship between the origin of the sound and the thing that the sound wave hits.
Yes. And in fact, if you've been near a train, when the train goes by and the whistle is blowing, when the train is coming at you, the whistle sounds high. And then as the train goes by you, the whistle sounds low. And that's because the whistle is moving. And that has to do with the speed of the train. But simply, the harp is sitting here, and when you pluck a string, you're making that string vibrate at a certain number of cycles per second. Cycles per second we now call hertz, because Hertz started studying radio waves, and so they're called hertz waves. So a cycle per second is called a hertz. So this is 256 hertz.
David Borton.
128. And 512 hertz. If you've tuned a radio, you might tune it to kilohertz or megahertz. Okay, that's just thousands of cycles per second and millions of cycles per second. And your cell phone doesn't go to millions, it goes to billions of cycles per second.
I have so many questions. So to focus on one. Okay, so when you're saying the frequency of middle C is 256, and we're talking about those are the number, that's the number of cycles, right? So when we're talking about the radio station, 105.3.
Megahertz.
Megahertz. Okay. And why are you emphasizing that?
Well, because it's not 105.3 hertz.
It's 256 hertz, though, with the middle C, right?
Middle C is 256 hertz.
Just plain hertz, right.
Just plain hertz. But when you're talking about the radio station, you're talking about millions of hertz.
Okay.
103 million hertz.
So 105.3 is 105.3 million hertz.
Yeah, wow.
So million cycles per second.
Exactly.
Okay. So the big radio transmitters.
Right.
Go. What are they doing with the millions of hertz?
Okay. Well, what's the most common way that you get information?
Through sight.
Through sight.
As an animal?
Through sight. Okay. Now, sight is electromagnetic radiation called light, and light has different colors, right? There's the rainbow of colors that we see. Mm-hmm. But that rainbow of colors is a very small fraction of the electromagnetic spectrum. And if you go way down to a much slower cycle, you get to 105.3.
Okay.
And if you go up higher, you get to gigahertz, and you go up higher, and you get to X-rays and gamma rays. They're all the same thing. They're all cycles of electromagnetic radiation. Whereas this is cycles of air moving in the room. We call it sound. And our sight is cycles of electromagnetic radiation that we see as different colors. There's a nice red light bulb. There's a nice green light bulb. There's a nice blue one. And those are just different frequencies or different notes. Different notes of the electromagnetic spectrum that give you different colors, your perception of color in your eye.
So the glissando, like what you just played, that is the audio equivalent of the spectrum of light that we are interacting with all the time with our eyes.
Right.
Do you ever get blown away? This is a little bit of a digression, but do you ever get blown away by the intricacy of biology and these parts that humans and animals have and plants to receive the external world? Perhaps in evolutionary terms or in biological terms, that world is not external. You know what I mean? Like the fact that we have this trochea that can hear this spectrum of sound, or these eyes that can see this spectrum of light. It's pretty magical that we just are born and have these tools, or that little chipmunk has these tools.
your question was, do I ever? Mm-hmm. And the answer is all the time. Yes. The physics behind it and the way biology evolved to make use of some of these things is really quite spectacular.